Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this world is filled with pain, heartache, illness, and war. It is an inescapable fact that we are surrounded by evil. Now, the existence of evil and suffering has led many philosophers, political thinkers, and religious leaders to ask this question: what can be done about the problem of evil? One of the most common answers given to this question in the last few decades is love. Just think of all the musicians who have written songs about how the world's problems would go away if people would just love one another. From the Beatles to Bob Marley to Michael Jackson, many songs have been written about the need for love in order to stop the cycle of suffering and evil in the world. The famous Beatles lyrics, "All you need is love," has rung throughout the nations and struck a chord with people everywhere who are hoping for a better world. But in the mission to create a world filled with love, humanity has encountered a major obstacle: justice. Justice is what is required when people hurt one another. It's a payment for wrongdoing. The call in our society for people to love one another is strong, but the call for justice is stronger. Human love can only go so far when it comes into conflict with justice. When a person is robbed of their property, their family, their health, or their good name, justice demands some sort of recompense. To deny justice would be unthinkable. The desire for justice is written deep within the human heart, which is why we see people everywhere demanding it. Just turn on your national news or look through your Facebook feed and you'll see that there's a new scandal popping up every day with people calling for justice. Human love does not often penetrate the need for justice. We hear the call to love one another, but it only ever seems to count when the person deserves it. If we ignore the pain and suffering of a victim in order to offer love and forgiveness to their oppressor, that would be seen as a terrible evil. It would belittle the suffering experienced by the victim. Justice demands a payment. Thus, it is impossible for the world to love everyone, because according to human justice, those who hurt us deserve punishment, not love. To the world, the actual act of loving one's enemies is a sort of unjust love. That's why the kind of love that Jesus teaches is so radical. It sets aside justice for the sake of love. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says, "Love your enemies." And here he calls us to do what the rest of the world is unwilling to do. He says, "Do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you." To the rest of the world, truly loving one's enemies is unimaginable. The very thought offends our sense of justice. But Jesus teaches us what love really looks like, and he commands us to live it out. So let's take a moment and imagine a world where people will actually choose to defend the honor of people who lie and gossip about them, always putting the best construction on a situation. Imagine a world where people choose to give generously to those who have stolen from them. Imagine a world where husbands and wives choose to love and honor each other, even when their partners fail to love and honor them. Imagine a world where people choose to honor and cherish their political leaders, praying for them and encouraging them, even if they didn't actually vote for them. You might think this sounds like a dream, but Jesus has already made this kind of love into a reality. For with God, all things are possible. And this radical kind of love is exactly the way that Jesus loves us. For you see, the human heart is set against God. When sin entered the world, humanity literally became God's enemies. We disobey God's word when we ignore his will for us. We slander God by calling him a liar with both our words and our actions. We steal from God when we choose not to give him praise and thanks. We commit adultery against God when we trust in worldly things more than we trust in Him. We covet against God when we try to replace His will with our own. And we are even guilty of murdering God in our hearts when we turn against Him in anger. And 2,000 years ago, people actually did murder God when they hung His Son Jesus on the cross to die. By all rights, we were God's enemies. God made us so that we could live in a loving relationship with Him, but we refused. He called us again and again, and each time we betrayed Him and kept our love for ourselves. See, the world's greatest injustice is that humanity has not paid for their crimes against God in full. But the payment is more than we can afford, for the wages of sin is death. But in His mercy, God set aside justice for our sake. God's love for us is unjust according to earthly standards. The rest of the world would say, "Become lovable so that I can love you." But God chose to love us even while we were still unlovable. Paul writes in Romans 5:8, "For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us that in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Jesus' command to love our enemies isn't based on an ideology, a dream, or somebody's imagination. It's based on His own love for us. Even when we were sinners, He loved us. Even now, when we fail to love each other, He still loves us. We get to love our enemies because that's what Jesus did for us on the cross. It's what God has always done for His people. The day that Adam and Eve committed that first sin, humanity deserved to die, deserved to disappear off the face of the earth. But God was merciful. He loved His people despite the demands of justice. See, the question, what can be done about the problem of evil, has already been answered. Death, the threat of evil, has been nailed to the cross and buried in the grave. We have received mercy, and so we live according to that mercy, loving even our enemies and awaiting the day when Christ will return and abolish the remnants of evil forever. Amen. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.